The program for Wednesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Bible questions. Here's the question for today. In Romans 1:16, what is truly meant by the word power? Romans 1:16. Let's read that verse. He says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." All right, the question, what is truly meant by the word power? In this verse of Scripture, the word power, the power of God, stands out right in the middle of that verse. The word power in the original language is the word dunamis, and this word actually literally means ability or power. It's a kind of power that is inherent within itself. In the King James translation, it is rendered as power, mighty power, strength, and might, among other ways. All right, the word dunamis. Over into our English, this is carried in the word dynamite. The word dynamite comes from the word that is translated power here. All right, the question, what is truly meant by the word power? Let's take this verse apart. What is called the power of God in this verse of Scripture, Romans 1:16? Paul says the gospel of Christ. All right? The gospel is a power in what way? It's a power in the realm of salvation, unto salvation. And for whom and how is this power realized? Paul says it's for everyone here, as he mentions, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But he says it's to those who believe, to everyone that believeth. Faith is that which ignites or sets off this power, just like in dynamite. The fire, the ignition, it ignites it. So it is with the gospel. Faith is that which ignites or sets off this power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, if the gospel is the power of God unto salvation, perhaps it is well for us to get a definition of the gospel. And you only have to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And Paul says they are saved by the gospel. And then he went on to say, verse 3 and 4, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." So Paul says the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. In this 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, we go on down there to verse 14, and Paul says, "And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith also is vain." And verse 17 says, "And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins." So this power has to do with salvation, being saved from our sins, and it has to do with the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death, and man sinned, and man died. Jesus lived a sinless life. Therefore, he can become sin for us. I find in 8th chapter of Romans where he tells us there that the law was weak through the flesh. In Romans 8:3, he says, "For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." And thus we read in such scriptures as 2 Corinthians 5:21 that Jesus knew no sin, and he has become sin for us and righteousness for us. So the power of God is ignited by faith in reference to salvation. And this power is involving the forgiveness of our sins and being saved. And the righteousness of Christ and his resurrection from the dead makes this possible. And we are to receive this in faith. And we are to obey from the heart that form of doctrine, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, as we repent and are baptized and realize this power in receiving forgiveness and then in living the Christian life. There's a hymn we sing, "There is power in the blood." Yes, there is power in the blood, and this is possible because of the resurrection of Christ that our sins can be remitted. May we believe this and know this and experience this power. Thank you for listening today.